As the Florida legislative session concluded today, one thing that the Republican-led legislature did that has outraged some Democrats and bothered Governor Crist is the rejection of $444 million for the Unemployment Trust Fund. When it was rejected, GOP lawmakers suggested it would be fraudulent to change the eligibility rules in a few years when the economy improves, and said the money would only cover 2 months of unemployment and saps the state's unemployment trust fund. But Miami Beach State Senator Dan Gelber says that's hogwash. The Democrat, running for the U.S. Senate seat next year, spoke to WMNF from the floor of the Senate this morning to say it was all about modernizing the system to keep track of people who are unemployed.
The federal government in the stimulus package said to states that have antiquated unemployment compensation systems, if you modernize your system, we'll give you $450 million for Florida. And Florida's system was created before computers. So what basically happens is we don't even get the people who are put onto unemployment until some period of time goes by. And that was before they had computers and could instantaneously figure it out. So what the actual money we're talking about is federal stimulus money would give us $440 million if we simply modernized our system to better keep track of people who are unemployed. That's what it's for. And the and what my colleagues did, and I think it really was almost in a fit of to prove that there are still some right-wing sentiments in the legislature, decided that they would turn their backs on that money, even though it is new money to Florida, and even though most certainly it would go right into the economy, because the people who spend money the quickest in the economy are people who, desperately need it for their life's necessities, and those are people who are newly unemployed and are trying to get back into the workforce.
Now, Senator Gelber, we heard from people like Adam Hasler and the like that they couldn't do this because it would hurt business. Is that just
Listen, first of all, there's a question of fairness, and then there's a question of sort of what it would do to business. We have an unemployment fund that is already well below the trigger that triggers the unemployment tax. So we're going to be paying that anyway. For the next year, if we put $440 million into that fund, it would actually lower the costs because we now have more money in the system. Over the long term, it would level out because the people we're talking about are folks that by all rights deserve and are eligible for unemployment compensation. So, business community often doesn't want to pay any unemployment compensation, but these are people who they're going to have to pay for anyway, and it's from a fund that right now is so below its trigger that the money that the federal government would put in would actually save them money in the next year or two when the economy seems to be its worst, because there would be all this extra money from the federal government in the fund, thus allowing Florida businesses to actually pay less.
Interesting. I heard you said on the floor something about where if you had to change the rules, you could change them back in a couple of years.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. One of the concerns was that if you make our unemployment, if you modernize our unemployment compensation system to make it easier to give unemployed people their rightful compensation, that it would be hard for businesses in a few years to continue if something else happened. And the truth of the matter is the strings that are attached to the legislation from the federal government are simply that you do it and that you don't have a automatic sunset on the date so that it doesn't automatically go away. But the legislature could enact it this year, get the $440 million, and in a year or two, if they decided it was not a good idea to modernize our system, we could simply pass a law that takes it back to where it is today. And that's perfectly fine to do according to the legislation.